is an interesting phenomenon. A ticking clock, the running sands and hourglass. All these have captured the imagination of men. But time is more. It exists now and then and in the future. Suppose we are in the year 1950. Coexistence in time may be worlds we have never seen. The worlds of the past and of the future.
San Diego indie pop band formed in 2010 and since their formation has released a number of collaborative albums, including their 2018 Matty Acid's Purple Hearts Club Band. It's just so much fun to say. This one comes from their collaboration with George Clanton and their 2024 Folenium album. It's Yesterday's World on today's show. That's right, the mainstream, baby. I'm Brett Mabey, and it's so good to have you here. Whether you're tuned in from your home or your office, there's never a bad time or place to spend a little bit of time with me as we get into some incredible music from across the globe, of course, while giving a special spotlight to the hardworking indigenous artists of Turtle Island. Before the hour is up, all the way from Flagstaff, New Mexico to northern Minnesota, Corey Medina continues to tear things up, and added a new band member over the summer. Jake Shimabukuro, the acclaimed ukulele virtuoso, recently performed alongside the Almond Betts Band, and I have one from his latest collaboration with Mick Fleetwood. Also, Joy Harjo in this first half, one from The Hallucination featuring Jen Kreisberg. But right now, we're going to introduce the first of two new songs into the regular rotation, and this one comes by way of Umbe, the stage name of Humberto Rodriguez Terrazas, a Mexican singer, producer, and composer who's been nominated for several awards and winning several, I might add, including the MTV MIAW Award for Best New Artist. Enjoy Kintsugi, and I'll be back in just a few. Turn it up and sing along. You're listening to The Mainstream.
Invítame a bailar. Eres lo que el sol siempre quiso ser. Deslumbrante eres, tan reciente. Lo tocas y un oro se hace. Lo que tocas oro se hace. A puros quilates, cámbiame. Júntame en ese channel. Cuida mi espalda, nunca me sueltes. Ponte cerca pa' decírtelo al oído. Te necesito. Que muy lento se vaya la ropa. Si sobra algo yo te lo quito. Solo
fly all night, What's up, everybody? It's the Tewa, and thank you for tuning in to Native Voice 1.
One of the early songs in the mainstream library, and it's Mega Bog from their End of Everything released last year. It's Cactus People today on the mainstream. We also heard a track from the Hallucinations 2021, One More Saturday Night, and we introduced a new song from Umbe into the rotation. I'm Brett Maybe, and before going any further, a quick shout out and Yahweh scan out to our friends listening in and around St. Cloud, Minnesota, tuned into KVSC FM 88.1. And stick around because I'll have some details as to how you can take the mainstream with you digitally if you have to step away from listening on your favorite AM/FM station. And don't forget that I have a toll-free number that you can use to reach out to me, get those song recommendations, and leave comments. If they're family-friendly, they might make it to the air. And we're going to be utilizing this number a lot more in the near future. Not just mainstream-related, and you'll notice that there are three options there, but the fun is just getting going. You can give me a call at 1-888-362-9970 and press 1 for the mainstream. In this final block of the first half, one from U.S. Poet Laureate Joy Harjo. We'll also be hearing some Tyler Childers and, later on, a new track to get in from Blossoms. Right now, this song's from Half Moon Run. They've already announced a number of performances at La Maison Symphonique de Montreal next year, specifically in May of 2025. The shows are already sold out, so that tells you exactly what kind of band these guys are. It's Lou Sens leading the way to the bottom of the hour. I'll be back in just a few. In the meantime, mainstream. Have some fun on the mainstream.
Screaming and shouting, go up, tell it on. this is Cliff Cardinal from Cliff Cardinal and the Skylarks, and I can't believe we're finally here, but you are listening to the mainstream on Native Voice One.
My favorite room exists now only in the imagination. That's how I visit it these days. I turn left into the yard of the small adobe house and park near the corn patch, which is by the clothesline. I look to see if the swallow's nest is still on the porch. Then I check to see if beaks are bobbing out of the nest as the babies look to see if someone is coming to feed them. I knock on the kitchen door and she lets me in, as she has done more times than I know in many seasons of weather. It is always warm with sunlight. Dishes are drying on the side of the sink. Either she, her sister, or a niece gets me coffee. In later years, she had a cane. We talk family, village, and native community gossip. Sometimes we put on music and everyone danced. She distrusted computers, said they stole people, kept their attention from what mattered. We'd walk back through the small hallway, the neat living room decorated with Pendleton blankets and Indian rugs. There were baskets, potteries, and family pictures. I remember visiting when her mother lived there, and during feast days when the house filled with tables and food and the commotion of serving, talking, and laughter. We'd go to her special room, the place where the medicine box lived, her herbs, the various items given to her by those she helped, and her altar. She had a small shop in town where she worked. The numbers of street people who were predominantly Native grew each year. She would feed them, find them clothes, and otherwise help any way that she could. She never turned anyone down who asked for help. She always gave my children words and assistance in whatever they were studying or doing. My daughter stayed with her on weekends from Indian school when I lived out of town. Through the years, they loved to visit her. Many came from all over the world for her teachings that were rooted in her spiritual knowledge. She had many invitations to travel and teach, but she did not want to put herself out that way. Her spiritual energy was a healing light, and people were drawn to it, to her stories. Her Pueblo roots were powerful anchors to the land. Native roots are deepest in these lands. Her room was thick with song resonance. Through her eyes, I came to see that all is spiritual, and we either move about respectfully within it, or we are lost. One day I came over and we went back to her room and she pulled out her drum. We sang the song she was given when we had gone to the Sandia Mountains for cedar. Her hands were the color of the drum. They appeared to be made out of the same earth. She later gave me that drum. When I sing that song for the cedar and what it brings, it reminds me of the spiritual path that sometimes appears dim in the smoke of historical deception. One of my favorite memories in this life will be sitting outside near the corn patch on a bench with my daughter and her little boys, my grandsons, waiting for her to drive up. The boys squat in the sandy dirt, running it through their hands. Our love for them plays about their shoulders. It catches the light of the love with which the corn was planted, with which the yard and house was tended, with which her life was lived. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, 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 yayo. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo. Yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, yahi, yayo, yahi, 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 yayo, yahi, 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 yahi,